Good morning. This past week's daf, Maseches Psochim, daf Yud Ches. I just want to put things into context because the Gemara over here is explaining a braisa, different mandom, and the braisa that the Gemara till now was talking about. So let's just go back for a moment. Remember the braisa on daf Tezayin Omen Aleph. This is the Brayis, this is the source where the sugya starts talking about the din of Tumas Mashkin. Tumas Mashkin, as far as whether Mashkin could be Makabal Tumah at all, is past the sheet that holds that mask, that not Makabal Tumah at all. Maybe it's Makabal Tumah, but it can't pass on the Tumah. Could pass on a tumor, but not to everything, different things. So that's what this braisa was talking about. Right, the braisa starts, Sofak Mashkin Litma Tomen, Tamachayim Tohor. The braisa talks about a Sofak. The din of Sofak indicates whether something is a deraisa or not. This whole discussion is as far as the din deraisa. Right, with Mashkin and Tame. Kabbalatum, Tamachirim, what kind of Achirim, all the Raisa. With Rabbanon, definitely Mashkim, Kabbalatum, and Tamachirim, most things. So when you want to show that the Tumah is the Raisa, you talk about a Sofik. Sofik, the Raisa, is a Hachmer, right? So if it's Tamim Yisofik, that indicates that is the Raisa. And that's how the Raisa, that's how we saw in this Raisa. So the first sheet in the braisa was Reb Meir made a difference between Sofik, whether the Mashkin is becoming Tomei or it's being Mitame something else. That was the first din, right? That a Sofik Mashkin, if it's Sofik, whether the Mashkin itself became Tomei, the halacha is that it's Tomei. That's because the din the braisa is that Mashkin on the Kabbal Tomei mid the braisa. However, if the question is Mashkin Tomei, were they Mitame something else, that they come in contact with something else. So the halacha is the tamachem tohor because Reb Meir in this braisa holds that the din deraisa concerning mashkim is that mashkim could be mekabel tomah mideraisa. However, it can't pass on tomah. That's this halacha over here. And the Mora says v'chein hoyer Reb Elazar ayim kedvar. Reb Elazar also holds like that. Then the Brice goes on to Reb Yehuda. Yehuda says, L'chol Tomei. Yehuda holds that Mashkin is Tomei, the din Tum of Mashkin is concerning everything. Right? It's Mehuin Gimor, what that means is that Mashkin definitely could be Mekabel Tomei. It's even Metame other things. As a matter of fact, it's Metame all other things. Now, when we say all other things, Gimor means as far as Tamiv and Kalim. That's Rabbi Yehuda's sheet in this braisa. That's what Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, the next sheet, is saying. True mashkin amatame achedim midiraisa, but only oichle, not Kalim. These are the different sheets in this braisa. We saw the Gemara right over here discussed Rabbi Loza's sheet. Whether Rabbi Lozor totally agrees with Ramir as a braisa would seem to say that Rabbi Lozor also holds the split between whether it's Makabal Toma that's from the Raisa as far as being Mitame others that's not the Raisa. That's what comes out in the Gemara according to Shmuel, according to Rav. The Gemara told us based on another memra. Rabbi Elazar says that in truth he really holds even less than Reb Meir. He holds that the truth is that Mashkin not even Mekabel Tumah Mideraisa, based on the Eidus from Yosi ben Yehiezer, Dochon. And therefore, according to that, Bechein Hoyer Blazer Omer is only really a partial agreement. That he agrees to the Kula that Reb Meir says, not Metamechem, but the truth is that he holds that's not even Metameh, not even Mekabel Tumah in the first place. Right, that's what the Gemara talked about, that first Remeir Shita, and then Rabbi Lotha Shita and the Braisa. Rabbi Huda Shita, that was the last piece of Gemara by us that we, Gemara over here was discussing. Rabbi Huda in this Braisa over here seems to say a big chumra, that Mashkim can be metame kalim. Mashi says, the source of that is based on the Hamshcha Psukim. Akoponim, the Gemara that we just saw recently was, because of a stir, a contradiction, and something else Rabbi Huda said, the Gemara was forced to say that Rabbi Huda was choyzer, backed out. So what it says in this Brayas over here, doesn't stand Alib Emes. At one point in time, Rabbi Huda held like that, but with the time, Rabbi Huda changed his shita. Right? So as far as we're concerned, it doesn't really exist such a shita that Mashkin can be metamek Caleb. Now, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, and this is what our Gemara now discusses. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon Aymer, lo eichlin tmeim le kelim tahirim. That this that mashkim, which are tamei, could be mitamei others. What is the others that it can be mitamei? It's mitamei oichlim. Oichlim, not kelim, they say, and we'll see. You know, our Gemara is going to discuss another possibility about what about mashkim be mitamei. Other mashkin. But what it says over here is that it's only tame oichlim. Okay? So this is where our Gemara comes in right now, okay? Rabbi Yosi, when Nafid Chesom and Aleph, must be like some 10, 12 lines down, you see like the third word on the line, actually the first one on the line is mashke, mashke saruch. You see that line over there? That, those two words?
Yeah.
Okay, those are the two words of the last piece of Gemara. And this is right where we pick up. Rabbi Yosef of Shimon Aymerim, lo ichim tmeim, lekeim tohirim. Right? This is a quote from that Braisa that we just saw on after Zion. Rabbi Yosef of Shimon Aymerim, concerning the din of Thomas Mashkim, lo ichim tmeim, lekeim tohirim. That Mashkim could be metame only oichim ederaisa, but they can't metame keim. I think what it says is vows. Omer Rabba babachon omer shlokish. Yeah, a memra b'shem Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yosi b'shit Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omra. This that Rabbi Yosi says this is based, is sourced from something that his Rabbi Rabbi Kiva said. What's the? Where could he possibly have gotten such a din? Where does he have a source in the psukim that Mashkin could be metame? Well, that thing Mora says. Well, that's based on Adrosha. That Rabbi Akiva is the Baal Memra of this. Rabbi Akiva is the author of such a drasha. The Dorish Yitma Yitame. Rabbi Akiva Darshan's Yitma Yitame. Now the Pasuk in front of us over here, but this is the Pasuk over there in Vayikra Yudalev. Pasuk talks about in Sheretz, Tuma Sheretz and Klicheres, they were Chumash, okay? Was in Pasha Shmini. Talks about the Shlotsim over here. And then the Pasuk says over here, Perek Yidal, Pasuk Lamed Beis. The first Pasuk, there's two Pasukim over here we have to talk about. Pasuk Lamed Gimel, actually. Shvi. V'chol klicheres asher yipa mehem atoichai. You have klicheres. Yeah, that one of these shrotzim, a dead sheretz, right, which has tumah, the ava tumah. V'chol klicheres asher yipa mehem atoichai. If you have a klicheres, that the dead sheretz falls within the toich of the kli, right? This, I know kli ches has different dinim, not necessarily totally in maga, as one comes within the ear space of the kli, al toich, fine. Kol ha-sheh b'soich ha-yitma, ba-oisei sish-boirum. Anything which is in the kli will also become tamei. Ba-oisei sish-boirum, the kli itself has to be broken because he can't be mitare. It seems when the sheretz comes in, it's mitame the kli cheres itself. And if there's something else in there also, that will become tame. Now, it's important to Gemara that the way that other thing becomes tame is because the sheres is mitame the keli, and the keli in turn is mitame something else. Sheres is the av, kli is the rishin, and this other thing is a sheni. Now, what is this other thing? The pasuk continues. This that in kli cheres will in turn be metame something which is inside, not everything, not kelim. Only mikol ha'oicha she'i yochel v'chul v'chul v'chol mashke asher yishase. That's the pasuk says. If oichlin or mashkim are in the kli cheres, they will become tame. Now the pasuk speaks like this: mikol ha'oicha she'i yochel asher yolov mayim yitma. Yitma, right? The pasuk uses a lashon of yitma. The oichel will become tame. And Rabbi Kiva makes the following lashon from the fact that it doesn't say tame, which is a word which should describe the thing itself becoming tame, that it itself is tame, and it uses a lashon of yitma, which is a different usage. So Rabbi Kiva sees in that a reason to darshan yitma yitame. Tame means it's mitame achedim. So that's where Rabbi Kiva sees over here in this passage the following. Rabbi Kiva says, I see in this passage that the Torah wants to let us know that, let's hear this, sheretz in the kli, sheretz is the avatum, right? Mitame kli cheres, lish. What's inside? It's mitame da oichel, sheni. And this oichel, yitma yitame, is mitame further. Right? So that means that this sheni, which is the oichel, makes the shlishi. Right? That's what we keep. So again, based on the drasha of yitme yitame, right? It's the same letters, but just a question of how to read the word, the nekudas. Right? Kiva says, we dash in yitme yitame to tell us that this is mitame achedim. This is his drasha. And what he's taking out of this is, limeit. If you see the Gemara, I'm sorry. Kiva dash and yitmitam, this man, right? Says in the Mishnah, boy bayam dorsha bekiva. That day, Rashi tells us, whenever the Gemara uses, Mishnais use the lashon boy bayam, that means that the day that the Nesius was changed over, right? From Yamliel, Lov and Azariah, you know, familiar the Gemara in Brachas situation over there. Boy bayam dorsha bekiva. So Rabbi Kiva dashed on that day the following drasha, our pasuk. The pasuk says, "Kol asher b'seichai yitmo, mikol ha'oichel yitmo." Eina oimer tomei eli yitmo. Yitmo tells us that it's mitame achirim. Yitame achirim, limeid. So for Rabbi Kiva's purpose is what he's coming to tell from over here is lila kika sheni, kika, because this pasuk is told, he's dashing, he's talking about the first half of this pasuk, right? This pasuk he talks about mikol ha'oichal sheyochal, if there was oichal in it, or if there's mashkim in it. So he's talking the first part of the pasuk, and he says, what I see over here is that the pasuk is saying that this kikar, right, just using that as the food which could be in here, kikar sheni shayis shlin shlishi b'chulin. The kikar, which is the sheni, right, the klicheres is the region, got its tumah from the sheretz. Sheretz av, klicheres region, kikar sheni, and the pasuk refers to the fact that it could be mitami further. So the Kikar says, oh, I see over here in this pasuk that a kikar sheni is a shlishi b'chulin. And Kiva Achidish over here, and Rabbi Kiva tells us that by chulin we have shlishi. Before Rabbi Kiva, what we're familiar with is that by chulin there's only a sheni. By trumas there's a shlishi. By kashrim there's a revi. Right? Rabbi Kiva says, I see over here, this pasuk tells me that the concept or the level of shlishi exists by chulin. The pasuk over here doesn't say that, you know, that's talking about truma or anything, right? Stoma. So that's why we have the right to assume that any level of oichel, including chulin, will have the din. Right? So that's what he's taking out of this pasuk. Limit that a kikar sheni is a shlishi b'chulin. On that, Reish Lakish is saying, well, if you have this drasha, yit me yitami. So if we go to the second half of the pasuk, the second pasuk is talking about that in the Kli Cheres is mashkin. So let's hear that. So the pasuk tells us over here that if in this Kli Cheres, which is being mekabel tumah from the sheretz, if there's mashkim, the mashkim becomes tameh. Well, the pasuk again uses the same lashon of yitma, which according to Rabbi Akiva's drasha yitmi yitameh, so it tells me that the mashkim is metameh further. So Reish Lakish is saying that Rabbi Yossi, his source, where does he know that mashkim is metameh achedim? Right, it's metameh oichel. That's based on Rabbi Akiva's drasha yitmi yitameh. So therefore, the pasuk which talks about mashkim becoming tameh, well, if you dare to eat me a tame, so by the same token, the pasuk is telling me that the mashkin is going to pass on its tumor. And that's what that's what Reish Lakish is saying over here. Now the Gemara goes on further, and the Gemara says like this: right, v'hocha hechi dorish. Rashi explains that the Gemara, right, at this point, is going to discuss that how do we know? True that the pasuk tells us that the mashkin is metame, but how do we know that the pasuk is metame oichel? This is what Rabbi Yossi says, right? That mashkin tmeim are metame only oichel, not kalim, not mashkin for that matter. V'hocha hechidosh. V'hocha means here, right? In the second part of the pasuk, which talks about mashkin hechidosh. V'cho mashka sheishos v'chol kli yitmo. So that we darshan that yitmo means yitame. Letame tumas oichlin. It's metame. It gives. It creates a tumas oichlin. That means that it's metame oichlin. On that, the Gemara says, "Ato im letame tumas oichlin, oy ene el letame tumas mashkim." You're telling me. You're assuming from this pasuk. Fine, the pasuk makes a reference to the fact that the mashkim is metame. But how do I know what it's mashkim? What it's metame? Why are we assuming that it's metame oichlin? Maybe it's metame mashkim. Now Rabbi Yossi says in that price that we just saw that that mashkim tmeim are metame oichlin. That's what the metame, right? Not kalim and not mashkim. So now the Gemara is dealing with right over here. How does he know? Doesn't say anything in the pasuk what the mashkim is metame. So how does he know that it's metame oichlin? Oyein el tame tumas mashkim. Amrit, I will answer you when you ask that question. Loi kachoya, it's not so. And that Gemara says, well, okay, my loi kachoya, it's not so, but why not? Right? So on that, the Gemara gives two answers. Right? How we know that it's not so, it can be. Two explanations. I'm going to have Papa, or Papa says like this. Loi matzino tumashoy sekeitzibo. Papa says, loi matzino, we don't find. Right? It seems to me from Rashi that maybe it's even a little stronger. It's not just that because we don't find, but we do have a positive drasha that we're going to take out of that drasha, this concept, which is this rule. Loi matzino tuma sha'oise kayoitze bo. That tuma is not passed from between similar items. Right? That means that mashke is not metame mashke, oichel is not metame oichel. And if we recall, we had this halacha in the very first piece of Gemara on Daf Yudal Amud Aleph. Gemara talked about in oichel metame oichel. That was that piece of Gemara, and that really comes from this concept. Right? It's not really limited to oichlin itself. There's a concept called lematzino tuma sha'oise kayoytzivo. Now Rashi tells us that this really is based on a drosh, huh? Let's pick up Rashi over here. Right over here. Second word on last word on the line. See over there? Loi motzinu tuma sha'oise kayetibo. Kidamir nekamon. I think Mora says later on. To lohochi karina yitmo. The pasuk, right, this drasha yitma yitame, but the way we read it is yitma, right? Yitma means that it itself becomes tame, right? As opposed to not being mitame acherim. L'hochi karina yitma, Lemeimar, Dehu Tomei Ve'en Oise Kayetzibai. And it's not Metame others. Okay, so Rashi tells us that this is really a limud that we have. Now, this in itself needs explanation. I don't have the answer to this, but it seems to be from at least what comes out of Aliba the MS, that for some reason it's harder to pass Tuma from Oichel to Oichel and Mashke to Mashke. And it's easier for the Tumah to be passed if it's a change of species. Oichel to Mashke, Mashke to Oichel. Right? That's the set of halachas that were handed over here. And it needs some kind of, if not explanation, but just some kind of guidelines, and, you know, just to explain to us a little bit why that should be. Okay, but this is what we're working with right now. Right? We have a source to that. So let's say that again. So on that, the Gemara says like this, that we have the pasuk over here, we use Rav Akiva's drasha, get me a tame, which tells us that the mashkin, which is in the Kli Cheres, it was Mekabel Tumah from the Kli Cheres, and if the mashkin is a sheni, this mashkin will be, get me a tame, will be metame further. What does it be metame further? Well, we know that what is being metame further can't be mashkin because of this concept that we have, in Tumah is here, but mashkin is not metame mashkin. So therefore, the other choice at this point that we're going with, that's mitame, is oichel.
Where do we get that concept of ein tuma mitama ki yotzeba?
Rashi tells us it's a drasha that tomorrow we'll make on Amud Beis. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay, we're not going to go into the source right now because it makes things a little difficult, a little complicated. The truth is, for our purposes, right, we really could be happy with the drasha Gemara brings on base, which is the same drasha that Gemara brings on Daf Yudal on Aleph, right? Over there, Tomei who Tomei Vein Esekietziba. Rashi seems to say something else, but we're familiar with this drasha, right? Daf Yudal on Aleph, right? In Oichem Tama Oichel, that's this drasha. Who Tomei, right? Okay, that's what our Papa says. So that's how we know that the mashkin, which is mekabel tuma and passes on the tuma in this pasuk, is not passing it on to mashkin, because in tuma is ketziba mashkin is not mitame mashkin. Therefore, must be that what it's doing is being mitame oichel. Now we'll see. The Gemara is going to entertain a possibility. Maybe it's kevel. Right? We'll see that soon. Ravina Omar, Ravina gives an alternate explanation. Migufa de Kro Nami Loimotsis Amrit. From the Pasuk itself, even without having to come out of Rav Papa saying, that's where he seems to be trying to be Marviach what Rav Papa is saying, to gain without getting involved. Migufa de Kro Nami Loimotsis Amrit, get me the time to Masmashkin. I'll prove to you from the Pasuk itself that it can't mean what the mashkin is being metame is other mashkin. Even without the rule that mashkin can't be metame mashkin, I'll prove to you otherwise. And he explains as follows: this akadash I've given this sefer tamet to mes mashkin. Well, if you really want to entertain this possibility, that yitmi the sefer means the second half of the pasuk. Right? The first half of the pasuk talks about if oichel is in the klicheret. The second half of the pasuk is if mashkin is in the klicheret. Okay, so we're focusing right now on the second half of the pasuk, mashkin. Right. On that, Ravina says, well, let's see if it's going to work out what you want to, this possibility. Were we to say that this, that the mashkim is metame, yitmi yitame, mashkim is metame, other mashkim, so that means that what's becoming tame in the Sefer Dekra is mashkim. Well, on that he says, well, yitme de reisha, name the tame tumas mashkim. The yitna of the reisha, the first half of the pasuk, which is talking about the oichel, which is in the kli cheres, it's what its mitame is mashkim. Now the source to this over here, we'll have to just put it to the side for a minute because it makes things a little difficult in the cheshbon of the Gemara over here. But let's just see what the Gemara is saying. So the Gemara, we know that in the reisha dekra, what is being mekabel tuma from the oichel is mashkim. Now, according to what you want to say, in the Sefer Dekorah, that the mashke is metame the mashke, so it comes out that the thing that's accepting the tumah at the end of the line in the Reisha and the Sefer both are the same thing, mashkim. That means that the oichel in the Reisha Dekorah is metame mashke, and the mashkin in the Sefer Dekorah are metame mashke. That the Gemara says, if so, nevinu v'nichtevinu, and the pasuk should have joined the two together, and by writing the following, we call ha'oichel asheyayochel. The pasuk over here is discussing what's in the kli cheres, right? Kol asher b'soichel yitmo, whatever is in the kli cheres becomes tamei, and then the pasuk says, mikol ha'oichel, whether oichel is in it or mashkin is in it. The pasuk in kol asher b'soichel yitmo, ma'im chom. Now the pasuk actually says, right, not as it says over here, but the pasuk says it twice. When the pasuk says that whether oichel is in it, yitmo, the pasuk says, and then the pasuk means whether it's mashkim in it, yitmo, right? It'll become tummy. Now on that thing, Gemara is saying that, well, why does the pasuk say yitmo twice after it talks about the oichel in it, mashkim in it? So were it to be that what their metame are two different things, and we understand why the pasuk is splitting the two. That the reish dekra, the mashke, the oichel, I'm sorry, oichel is metame mashke, and the sefer dekra, the mashke, metame oichel. So that's understandable why the pasuk is splitting the two, because they have a difference. They're not metame, the same thing. But Zokter Avino, if you want to entertain the possibility that in the sefer dekra, the mashke is metame mashke, so it comes out that what's going to be mekabel tumah in the inference of this pasuk, both the Reisha and the Sefer is the same thing. It's all mashkin. So why is the pasuk saying it twice? The pasuk should say whether you have oichel in the kli cheres or you have mash in the kli cheres, yitma, which means yitame, and it's both metame, the same thing, which is mashkin. Shrei yitma lo mali. Why does the pasuk say it twice? Well, that tells me, if in fact, the pasuk is saying yitma twice, because there's a split over here, because they're not the same. Ela yitma the reishul tamei tumas mashkin, yitma the sefer tamei tumas oichlin. Right? That comes to tell me that there's a difference in what is being the kabel tumah in the end of the line between the reish and the sefer. The reish is talking about there's an oichel there. That oichel is metame mashkin. In the sefer, the mashka became tamei in klicheres. What it's metame? It's metame oichlin. Not mashkin. So Ravina seems to be trying to get around using this rule of ein tuma oisei kayetziva, and he seems to be saying, even if I didn't have that rule, but the pasuk itself is not going to read properly because there's going to be an additional word, a double yitma, which we wouldn't understand why is necessary. The only way to explain why it says yitma twice in the pasuk is because there's a difference between the reisha and the sefer. And accepting the given that Gitma and the Reisha, what is being metame, the Uich was metame, is mashkin, so that would seem to be that the Gitma and the Sefer, what the mashkin is being metame, is something else, not mashkin, but it's Uichlin. Right, that's what Ravina says. Now, just not to go into it, but just for those who seem to be bothered by this point over here, just speak out. The question over here is that, well, how do we know that in the Reisha Dekra, what the Oichel is being metame is mashkin? Where does that come from? Rashi says, you're not going to do this whole Rashi, just finding the spot. Rashi now brings the drasha of Tomehu, right? Which is the drasha more later on brings, which is the drasha on Daf Yedalet, right? The Tomehu is actually a pasuk, the previous pasuk. This pasuk over here, V'chiyut and Mayim al Zera, right? Previous pasuk, Tomehu. Which the truth is, I mean, that's really what the Gemara uses to tell the Dina in Erech Metami Erech, which we'll see in the next sukkah, which is really based on this rule over here, Ein Toma Oisek HaYetzibo. Right?
But isn't the Gemara saying that, I mean, the first pasuk of we have the drasha that Ein Toma Oisek HaYetzibo, right? That, but the question is that a klal in general, and therefore when we have another Toma of Mashkin where we don't have that drasha, do we apply that same klal that we had by Ocho, or do we have, because the two yitmas, so we don't use a klal that we've learned from the other pasuk, but we now.
Okay, so that we'll have to see over here. That's possible. I've seen the one on base whether the Mora really entertains that pasuk. We'll have to see how that comes in, because the Mora doesn't seem to make a difference between Ochel and Mashkin. Right? Mm-hmm. But you could be right. That doesn't work out the cheshbonis. Okay, but that's what it seems to be from over here, that Ravina is trying to save Akoponim using the klal concerning Mashke. Right? And let's say we would say that by Oichel we have a source, and maybe that's limited to Oichel itself. Right? We don't know that necessarily means, I'm saying over after what you're saying, That source maybe at that point would be a halacha, especially by oichel. Ein oichel metama oichel. It's not a general rule which would apply to mashke also. So as far as we're concerned, maybe mashke is metama mashke. But Ravina is saying that, well, even if it doesn't apply to mashke, but once I see that by oichel, like we just have this drosha, that the oichel, what it's being metama, has to be mashke, so then it follows over here because of the two yitmas that it has to be that when we're time over here, something other than mashke. Okay, so this is what the Gemara, the first step of the Gemara is. So let's hear where we're standing again. The drosh over here, the way we chlal that we have the right to see that the mashke is metame others is based on Rabbi Kiva's drosha of yitma yitame. We read yitma, but the drosha is yitame from the fact that the pasuk doesn't use the word tame. Right, which would say that Toma ends here. This is a different word. So this word seems to infer that the Toma carries further. Right, the Gemara later on the other hand says that from the fact that we don't read the word Yitame, so that tells us that it carries further, but there's a limitation. Right? And that's really how we know that in Toma is the case, but that's from over here. So therefore, the Gemara says that the mashke is mitam acherim, and we just showed how we know that the acherim can't be mashke. So that's what Rabbi Yossi in the Braisa says is mitame oichel. Now the Gemara goes further. The Gemara says ve'em mitam asakelim. Okay, fine. You showed me that it, the mashke when it becomes tame, it definitely can't be mitam other mashke. But maybe it's mitame kelim. He says clearly that it's mitame oichel and not kelim. How does he know that what it's possibly is being mitame? So far, we don't have any positive reference in the pasuk that mitame oichel. We just know it can't be that it's mitame mashkim. But there still are two possibilities, right? Either oichel or kelim. Second one is if mitame is a kelim, maybe it's mitame kelim. Let's hear that. That means that maybe the way to see what's going on in this pasuk is Sheretz falls into the Klicheres. Klicheres accepts Toma from the Sheretz. In turn, it's Mitame the Mashke. And now the Mashke is going to come in contact with something. It'll be Mitame. What is that other thing? That's the question now. I think Mora is assuming that it's only Oichlin. Right? Right? That's what Rav Yossi says. Maybe it's Kalim. Maybe this Mashke can be tamei kelim. And that the Gemara says as follows. V'lav kavah choymer. Isn't it a kavah choymer? Comes as a svar. In logic will tell us that this mashke can't be mitame kelim. Why is that so? The Gemara says as follows. Ma kli shemitame mashke. Ma doch a keli. Which could be mitame mashke. E mitame kelim. But that kli can't be mitame kelim. Mashkin haboy machmas keli. Mashkin, which it only received this tumah from the keli, and it didn't shleitamas ar kelim. Surely it shouldn't be able to be mitame kelim. Which Rashi explains as follows. What are we thinking now, right? The Gemara is saying that this mashkin, right, we'll call this mashkin machmas klicheres. Right? It means the mashkin receives its tumah from the klicheres. Where did the klicheres get its tumah? From the sheretz, right? So sheretz is the start of the line over here. Sheretz, klicheres, mashkin. We want to know this mashkin, which the pasuk tells us, it could be mitame. What could it be mitame? So that Gemara is thinking now, well, you know, maybe it should be mitame kalim. How do you know it can't be mitame kalim? That Gemara says, ah, sure, it can't be. Impossible. Impossible. Why? Because this pasuk over here tells us, like I explained before, the pasuk tells us the sheretz comes within to the klicheres. And that the pasuk says that the klicheres becomes tame. And now in turn the klicheres will be mitame kol asher b'seicha, anything which is in it. Is that actually anything? Well, the pasuk contains the pasuk mikol ha'orif mikol mashkin, only an oichel mashkin. So the pasuk clearly is telling me that were it to be a keli would be sitting in that klicheres, it would not become tame. Only oichel mashkin that are in the klicheres become tame, but not another keli. So that tells me that the klicheres, which is mekabel tuma from the sheretz, cannot pass on tuma to a keli. Yeah? If that's so, let's think for a second. So what are we thinking now? We're asking a question that we want that the mashkin, which got its tumah from the klicheres, should be mitame a keli. Well, if the place where the mashkin got its tumah from, the klicheres, it couldn't directly be mitame a keli, so definitely a product of its tumah can't be mitame a keli. That's the Kavachim, as Rashi explains what the Kavachim and the Gemara is. So let's hear that again. Right? What the Kavachim and the Gemara wanted to know, that it's not clear over here what this mashkin, which received its tumah from klicheres, which got it from the sheretz. It's not clear in the pasuk what this mashkin is being mitame. And that the Gemara wants to know, well, maybe it's mitame kalim. And that the Gemara says it can't be. Because I know that the klicheres itself, which is the source of the tumah of the mashkin, the mashkin got its tumah from the klicheres. I know that the klicheres itself can't directly be metame a keli, so definitely the mashke, which got its tumah from the klicheres, can't be metame a keli. As the Kavachom of the Gemara says. So fine. So therefore, that's why the kalim option is not an option. So that's why we're limited over here in the pasuk of what the mashkin is being metame. It's oichel. Now the Gemara continues to ask an interesting question. The Gemara says like this. Rabbi Yossi in his Braisa tells us that mashkim at large are not metame kalim, only oichel. Right? That's what he says. Now we're just discussing, you know, his source in this pasuk, mashkim, which got its tumah from a klicheres, right, which got it from a sheretz. But what about mashkim, which receives its tumah directly from a sheretz? Right, that's the one I want to know over here. Rabbi Yossi says a general statement that mashkim, no matter where the mashkim got its tumah from, mashkim is not metame kalim. Right, so come down. Right, and that the Gemara says, well, when the mashkim is mekabel's tumah directly from the sheretz, how do you know that over there it's not metame kalim? You just showed me that mashkim, which got its tumah from a klicheres, which got its tumah from the sheretz, is not metame because of that kavuchim. True, you're right. That logic is solid. True, right? Definitely, that mashkim that got its tumah from a klicheres, right, which got it from the sheretz, can't be metame. That's true. But what about if the mashkim got its tumah directly from the sheretz? The dead sheretz touched the mashkim, and now you got mashkim tumah, right? How do you know that this mashkin is not metame kalim? That's what the Gemara is asking over here. The emo kilei metamu mashkin abo machmas keli. Maybe I'll tell you that this. When is it that mashkin are not metame kalim? That's if it received its tumor from a keli, not directly from the sheretz. See, that's true. I agree with you. Right? Like you just explained, it's a kavu chema. Abo mashkin abo machmas sheretz. However, if the mashkin is mekabel tumah directly from the sheretz over there, it should be metame. That's what the Gemara says over here. You just showed me why mashkin abo machmas keli is not metame kelim. But what about mashk maboim machmas sheretz? That's what the Gemara is dealing with right over here. And the Gemara says as follows. So, in the Gemara, mashkin haboy machmas sheretz miksivi. And the Gemara says, do we actually have a source, a pasuk, which talks about, which directly tells us that sheretz could be metame mashkin? And the Gemara seems to be saying like this. They're right. If I had a pasuk, a direct source that a sheretz could be metame mashkin, then you have a good point. Then over there, possibly that mashkin will be able to be metame kelim. However, the truth of the matter is there is no such pasuk. How do we know taka that mashkin becomes tame when it comes in contact with a sheretz? How do we know sheretz is metame mashkin? That means as follows. That really is derived only from a kav v'chomer. You hear? So we're talking about over here where the sheretz falls into, dead sheretz falls into a mashkin. How do you know that that's tam? What's the source to such a thing? So there's no such pasuk. You know how we know that? That in itself is based on a kav v'chomer. What's the kav v'chomer? Ma mashkin abo machmas keli mitamin. Mashkin abo machmas sheretz like kol shekein. That Gemara says, well, we can derive it with the Kavachan from this pasuk itself. The pasuk over here tells us that Sheretz is mitam de keli, and the keli in turn is mitam de mashke. Right? So the kli, this that the keli is mitam mashke, is from tumah that we see from the Sheretz. Right? So that's a Kavachan, that madoch, the keli, which received this tumah from the Sheretz, could be mitam de mashke, is for sure that if the mashkin came directly in contact with the source, that it'll become tummy, right? That's the kav v'chomer, right? But zog the Gemara, being that it's a kav v'chomer, da'yel v'omen adin liyis kenidin. We have a concept of da'yel, that when something is derived from a kav v'chomer, so you're limited to where you're coming from. You can't be better than what you learned from. And therefore, just like where you're coming from, that mashke can't be metame kelim. So whatever you want to learn to also can't be metame kelim. Meaning like this. You're saying, the kav v'chomer is that madach mashke, if you find that mashke could become tome from a kli which got its tome from a sheretz, definitely mashke will become tome directly from the sheretz. Right? That's how we know that mashkin machma sheretz is tome. But now we want to know that what, as far as it didn't let this mashke be metame kelim, on that we say, 1 second, since you're coming from mashkin abo machmas keli, and that we just showed before, that this mashkin machmas keli cannot become metame kelim, so therefore even the mashkin, which is machma sheretz, also can't be metame kelim. That's what the Gemara over here tells us. So let's just hear over this last thing that we just said. The Yesi Shita is that Mashkin Tmeim can only be Mitame Oichlin, cannot be Mitame Kalim. On that, the Gemara says that why is that so? So the Gemara says, well, you know, the Pasuk, which is his source, that Mashkim on Mitame Achim, is talking about when Mashkim is in the Kli Cheres, right? So Mashkin is in Kama Klum Tumah from the Kli Cheres. Now, in that Pasuk, the Gemara first tells us that definitely that Pasuk, Svoro, Kavachayim, tells us that that Mashkin, Mashka Bachma Machmas Kli Cheres, definitely cannot be Metame Kalim. Why? Because the Kli itself that the Mashkin got its Tumah from can't be Metame Kalim. So definitely, when it passes on the Tumah to the Mashkin, definitely can't be Metame Kalim. That's what tells us over there. So far we know very clearly, very good, that mashkim habo machmas kli, which means that mashkim which received its tumah from a kli cheres, which got its tumah from a sheretz, that mashke definitely cannot be metame kelim. The Gemara proceeds to say, okay, that's that mashke. What about mashke which came directly in contact with the sheretz? Let's skip the kli step. Right? Sheretz touches mashke directly. Over there, how do I know that the mashke is not metame kelim? I'm not limited to the Kavachomer before. The Kavachomer before comes from a limitation in the keli. You'll be mekamel tumah from a keli. Well, the keli couldn't be metame kelim. But in this case, we're skipping that step. This mashke is getting its tumah directly from the sheretz. Sheretz could be metame keli. So this mashke also should be eligible to metame keli. And that thing Mora tells us, you know what the answer to this question is? The reason why we're very sure that this mashke habo machmas sheretz, mashke with regards to tumah directly from a sheretz, can't be metame kelim. The reason why we know this is because what is the source to this thing? How do we know? How do we know that if a sheretz comes in contact with mashke, it becomes tumah? There's no pasuk which talks about such a case. This is derived from that case, just using a kavach hamer the other way. That pasuk talks about sheretz, kli cheres, mashke is tumah. Right? So that means that this case, the sheretz's tumah is passed on, and even though it's passed on and being diminished from sheretz to kicheres, it still is metame the mashkin. So definitely, if the mashkin came in direct contact with the mashkin. Right? We have a pasuk, but we have a svara, right? Based on what the pasuk talks about, we could derive that definitely that if the mashkin come in contact with the sheretz, for sure it will become tumah. Okay, that's a strong source. However, Zog the Gemara, according to the rules of Kavu Chaymers, there's a din of Daya. Daya says it's enough, right? Sufficient. That means you're limited. You can't be any better than where you're coming from. Being that the whole source that Mashkin Mach Masheretz has a tumah comes from Mashkin Habo Mach Maskli Cheres, so the Mashkin Mach Masheretz will be limited with the limitations of Mashkin Abba Machli Cheres. And that's why, just like we just said, and that Mashkin Abba Machli Cheres has limitations, it's not Matam Bekelim, so too, Mashkin Abba Mach Masheretz will also. That's what the Gemara says over here by us. We might want to ask a little question over here. That I mean, the Gemara seems to say that were we to have a pasuk, right? Were we to have a pasuk which clearly talks about a sheretz touching mashkim, then we have the right to say that this mashkim is metame kelim, right? Right. Now, right, we have to know exactly that. And what's the source? I mean, we don't exactly have a source. The whole Gemara starts over here. That we need sources that Mashke is Metame. So we have a pasuk that tells us that Mashke is Metame Acherim. And fine. So, you know, it's Metame Acherim. You want to figure out what is this Acherim. But right over here, that pasuk happens to be talking about, you know, whatever it's talking about, but that source, that Mashke is Metame Acherim, it's clear that it's not Metame Kalim. That's what the Gemara says in that source. So what does the Gemara mean to say that if I had a pasuk which tells us that mashkim could become tomei from a sheretz, then I could say that this mashkim is from Tama Kalim. We don't really have, it's not a source, right? I need a source to say this. Right? Just knowing that the pasuk says that mashkim which touches it will become tomei, right, is not a source that it'll pass on its tuma, that I could say that this is the source for Kalim. That needs a little bit of explanation in the Gemara, why the Gemara seems to assume that. That's what has to have the Gemara. The Gemara seems to accept the question. You're right. If I had a source, your question is right. You know, I could entertain that this other case, maybe it's Mitama Kalim. But now that I don't have a source, there's a Kavach Chaim, so now I'm limited. That's the Gemara says. We're just asking that even if I had a source, that it's Mitama, but where would I have the right to see in that source that it's Mitama Acherim, and that Acherim should be Kalim? Okay, let's just carry on over here. Another couple of minutes over here. The Gemara says as follows. Here, we're up to over here. Yitma Dereisha Heichidosh. Now the Gemara is going back to the Reisha, the Crow. This is really Rabbi Akiva. Right, the beginning of the pasuk talks about oichlin in the kli cheres, Sefer Dikra is the mashke mikli cheres. If Yosi is talking about mashke, that's we just discussed the Sefer Dikra. Now we're going to go to the Reish Dikra, which is Rabbi Kiva's drash. What says as follows: Mikol oichal sheyochel asher yovel of mayim yitmo. Into the kli cheres falls oichel. Mikol oichal asher yochel yitmo yitamei letamei es hamashke. Now this piece of Gemara really right now was referred to before. Because if you remember, Ravina said that the Reish Dikra we know definitely that the Oichel is Metamei Mashkin. Right? So the Gemara right now is going to fill us in about that. Rabbi Kiva's Drosh is, the Reish Dikra is talking about, you have the Oichel in the Kli Cheres, it's Metamei, what is it Metamei? It's Metamei Mashkin. And that the Gemara makes the same Cheshbin. Ato oimel tamis hamashkin oimel tamis hakeli. Mora says, how do I know what it's mitame? How do I know what it's mitame? Actually, it wasn't so accurate what I said. Mora is really over here is dealing with a keli, with a keli. That means that the Mora, Rabbi Kiva's drasha is that the oichlin over there is mitame mashkin, not kelim. The Gemara is dealing with the same kind of question that we just, the last thing that we dealt with. We dealt with, how do I know that the mashkin in the pasuk is not metame kelim? And now we're going to deal with, in the Reish Dikra, the oichlin, which Rabbi Kiva tells us, is metame mashkin. How do I know it's metame mashkin? Maybe it should be metame kelim. Or in metame kelim. And that Gemara says, amri kavachim. Now listen to the kavachim the Gemara makes. Yeah, let's see again. The question on hand is the oichel, which is in the kli cheres, right? We're just now replacing. Till now we discussed the mashkin, which is in the kli cheres. Now we're talking about the oichel, which is in the kli cheres. Oichel in the kli cheres. What's it metame? It's tame mashkin, not kelim. How do you know that? How do you know that it's not metame kelim? The Gemara says like this: I'm a kavul chaymer. Uma mashkin she metame oichel, ene metame kelim. Oichel she ene metame oichel, ene din shle tame kelim. I want to look quickly on that, because I just want to tell you, the Kavah Chorim is making is based on what we just said. We just established that Mashke can't be Metame Kelim, so that Gemara is going to set up a Kavah Chorim, which will tell us, Madach, Mashkin can't be Metame Kelim, so definitely Oichel can't be Metame Kelim. So let's say that again. I'm a Kavah Chorim. Uma Mashke. Mashke is Chomer, has a strength. What's its strength? Shemetami oichel, mashke is better than oichel, because mashke could be tami oichel. Nevertheless, any metame keli, it can't be metame keli like we just showed. Oichel, which is weaker than mashke, she ain't metame oichel, ain't a din shlo yetame keli. So we're setting up a kavah chaymer. We're setting up the value system over here, that mashke is a stronger metame than oichel. That's what the kavah chaymer is based on. Before we prove that, let's just use that. So if that's accepted, that mashke is a better metame than oichel, and nevertheless, mashke can't be metame kelim, so it follows that oichel can't be metame kelim. So that's what we're saying. So this is the Reish Dikra. We know that the oichel, what it's metame, has to be mashke, not kelim. Is where once we showed that in the Sefer Dikra, the mashke can't be metame kelim, and mashkim are stronger than oichlin, so definitely oichlin can't be metame. Why is it? What made us decide that mashkim is a stronger metame than oichel? So Nati Mora says, because mashke is metame oichel, and oichel is not metame oichel. Which, right away, the thought comes to our mind that, 1 second, I mean, you know, oichel is not metame oichel because it's a creative. Mashke has that same problem, right? You know, oichel is not metame oichel because it's a similar. It's the similar, same thing. So mashke also has a problem. Can't metame the same thing. Yeah, that's a question. Let's see the gemara. But the gemara right now is accepting this, that mashke is stronger, and if we accept that mashke is stronger, and nevertheless it can't be metame kelim, then kol shekein oichel can't be metame kelim. Now, let's see if we could hold on over here a minute, because we really have to ask ourselves like this, that, well, how was it that we showed Gemara's making kavah chomer, just like we showed that mashke is not metame kelim, so mashke is stronger than oichlin, so definitely it can't be metame. Definitely can't be metame. So we have to ask ourselves the question over here. I mean, what was the kavah chomer that we just said before? I mean, how do we know that mashkin is not metame? Mashkim is not metame. Kalim. This was because of a kavachemer, because the mashkim got his tumor from the kalim. The kalim can't be metame of kalim. So definitely the product of the kalim can't be metame of kalim. So the same exact kavachemer you can say in the Reish Tikra, in Oichen also. Where did Oichel get its tumor from? The Oichel got its tumor from the kalim. Kalim can't be metame of kalim. So definitely the Oichel, which received its tumor from the Oichel, can't be metame of kalim. Right, we don't have to make a new kavachomer over here. Let's just say the same exact thing that we said by mashkim, the same logic that we said that tells us that the mashkim is safe to the krok keep mitame kelim, that in itself applies to the oichel nereish the krok. Rashi tells us, you see the Rashi over here? The Rashi, the first narrow line, Mashkesh metama oichel. Now go down like around four lines, beginning of the Rashi, Vahu Hadin. Rashi says, Vahu Hadin, and the truth is the same thing would have been possible. The Motzi Lameh Manama Kavachemim Mineyube, Kinamon Gabi Mashkin. Right? Rashi says, the truth is, you're right, good question. Definitely the Gemara could have said, without having to come on to a Kavachemim Mashkin to Oichlin, Mineyube, all in Oichlin itself, the Gemara could have said the same kavachomer that the Gemara said before by Mashkin. The name Hochi, Ma Kli Shemetame Sa Oichel Aze, Einim Metame Keli, Madoch the Kli, which gave the Tumah to this Oichel, right? Couldn't be Metame Kli, Oichel Shabo Machmas Keli, the Oichel which only got its Tumah from this Keli, definitely can't be Metame Keli. So actually says that for technical reasons, the Gemara doesn't do this. It's easier to do it this way. But the Rashi says, Tosfos also makes the point that in Ochanami, the reason why the Gemara didn't say it is not because we couldn't have made the same Kavachemim. The truth is that we really could have. And for ulterior reasons, that's why the Gemara didn't mention this. Okay. Okay, it's a little late over here, so let's just see where we're standing over here, right? We were just discussing Rabbi Yossi Shita in the Brais. Rabbi Yossi says that Mashkim is Mtamachim the Raisa. However, what it's Mtame is only Oichlin and not Mashkim and Akelim. The Gemara told us that this that is not Mtame Mashkim is either based on the rule that ain't tuma oisek hayetziba. That's why mashkim keep mitame mashkim. That's what Papa said. Ravina said that even without that, we could prove from the fact that the pasuk says yitma two times, once in the reisha, once in the sefer. So that would imply that what's being mekabel tuma at the end of the line, the shlishi over here is different the reisha and the sefer. Bina and the reisha has to be mashkim, the sefer can't be mashkim. Right, so that's how we know that the mashkin tmeim, this pasuk, is definitely not mitame mashkin. On that, the Gemara says, okay, but we still have another option of kelim, and that's what the Gemara discussed over here, that we have a kavachemer menei ubei, that it can't possibly be mitame kelim, and that's what Rabbi Yossi Shita ends up being, that this that tumas mashkin midrais is mitame acherim, is only mitame is only mitama oichlin. That's what comes out over here. Okay, so I think we'll have to hold over here. Mr. Shem, next time we'll pick up. Okay.